A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. To his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hand of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, we are on the last day of the fourth week of the Advent season. And the candle of the fourth week is called the Bethlehem candle, which reminds us about Jesus came into our world to bring love to us. So this evening, when we come to the Christmas Vigil Mass, when we come to visit the mangers, you will see the statue of baby Jesus with hands open and his eye looking at us to invite us to come to him and let him show God's love to each one of us in this Christmas season. So my brothers and sisters, in today's Gospel, we listen to the songs of Advent sung by Zechariah. In this song, Zechariah praised God because God will fulfill his promise long time ago by sending a Savior for his own people. And this Savior will save them and set them free from the hands of their enemies. And more important, he will be the light to shine on those who dwell in darkness and shadow of death. And he will guide their feet into the way of peace. So this morning, we imitate Zechariah to praise God for sending his Son into our world so that each one of us will open ourselves for his guiding light to become instrument of peace and the people of love. So may God bless us, all of us, with his special graces when we enter the Christmas season this evening. So may he, our loving God, bless us with the gift and the spirit of hope, joy, peace, and love. Amen.